Do you want to play rock? Say hello to my new friend.
What the hell's going on out here?
That's a bingo.
888-971-SAGE. 888-971-7243. Larry Elder, ReliefFactor.com studio. I mentioned last hour that my sister-in-law, Kirk's wife, is a healthcare professional. I posted a picture on Instagram and on Twitter of her with her scrubs on and gloves, and she was wearing a surgical mask, not a N95 respirator. And she said a person saw it and dropped one off for her and said, I saw your picture, and this is the better respirator that you ought to be wearing. Now we're going to talk about face masks and the information we're getting about whether or not people should wear them if they are asymptomatic. And Chuck Todd, who is a host on MSNBC, asks Joe Biden, we talked about this last hour, whether he believes that Trump has blood on his hands.
You know, your campaign put out your in a critique of President Trump and says if he doesn't do these things, you know, he could cost lives. Do you think there is blood on the president's hands considering the slow response? Or is that too harsh of a criticism?
I think that's a little too harsh. I think what's happening is that...
Okay, and then he went on to talk about all the things that he felt Trump wasn't doing, yada, blah, etc. Boston Globe, today, rather yesterday, op-ed, editorial board. Actually, if it's the editorial board, it's not an op-ed, it's an editorial opinion, which means the official position of the newspaper. Article in Fox refers to it as a scathing op-ed. If it's the editorial board, it's not an op-ed, it is the official position of the newspaper. And here's what the Boston Globe said. The months the administration wasted with prevarication about the threat and its subsequent missteps will amount to exponentially more COVID-19 cases than were necessary. In other words, the president has blood on his hands. The pandemic reveals the worst features of this presidency are not merely late-night comedy fodder. They come at the cost of lives, livelihoods, and our collective psyche. End of quote. I'm thinking they did not endorse candidate Trump in 2016. He has blood on his hands. Now, when President Trump imposed the travel ban January 31, you know what Joe Biden said on that day? He said Trump had a, quote, record of hysteria, xenophobia, and fear-mongering, and that Trump is the worst possible person to lead our country through a global health emergency. End of quote. Hysterical xenophobia. That's what Joe Biden called it. Why doesn't Joe Biden have blood on his hands? This thing on?
This is no time for Donald Trump's record of hysterical xenophobia, and fear-mongering.
That's same day President Trump decided to restrict travel from China. Same day, New York Times quoted an epidemiologist who said Trump's decision to restrict travel from China was, quote, more of an emotional or political reaction, end of quote. Washington Post, same day, ran a story quoting a Chinese official asking for empathy and slamming the White House for acting in, quote, in disregard of World Health Organization's recommendation against travel restrictions, end of quote. Week earlier, a publication called Vox said, quote, the evidence that travel bans for diseases like coronavirus is clear, they don't work, close quote. By the way, the article referred to the virus as a Wuhan coronavirus before it was decided that that was racist. Do they have blood on their hands? I'm asking. Nancy Pelosi. Come on down to Chinatown, she said.
It's exciting to be here, especially at this time, to be able to be unified with our community. We want to be vigilant about what might be on the what is out there in other places. We want to be careful about how we deal with it. But we do want to say to people, come to Chinatown. Here we are. We're, again, careful, safe, and come join us.
Bill de Blasio, mayor of New York, March 2nd. Not February, March.
I think it's a really great vignette to use to help everyone understand what's going on. And that particularly, look, as a parent, I want to say I know parents all over the city have been deeply concerned. I really want you to heed the points that the governor just made. This is a disease we're learning about. The international medical community is learning about. But so far, it does not seem to be a disease that focuses on our kids. In fact, the opposite. But the point, the vignette with your daughter, that in fact the facts are reassuring. All New Yorkers should really pay attention to this. We have a lot of information now. The information is actually showing us things that should give us more reason to stay calm and go about our lives.
Stay calm, go about our lives. New Orleans official right before Mardi Gras. Don't worry.
Remember that the flu is, we are in the middle of that season. There is no concern at this time for coronavirus in our region. As Director Arnold notified us this morning, we have been made aware that there are not any cases. The risk for us is very low at this time.
New York City Health Commissioner, February 2nd.
The risk to New Yorkers for coronavirus is low, and that our preparedness as a city is very high. There is no reason not to take the subway, not to take the bus, not to go out to your favorite restaurant, and certainly not to miss the parade next Sunday.
Early this month at the town hall, Bernie Sanders was asked, would he consider closing the border to prevent the spread of the coronavirus? No. Wouldn't consider it. No. Wouldn't think about it. New York Health Commissioner, I played February 2nd. This is 5 days later, February 7th.
The important thing for New Yorkers to know is that in the city currently, their risk is low and our city preparedness is high. And so we know that this virus can be transmitted from one individual to another, but that it's typically people who live together, that there's no risk at this point in time, we're always learning more, about having it be transmitted in casual contact, mm-hmm. right? So we're telling New Yorkers, go about your lives, take the subway, go out, enjoy life, but practice everyday precautions.
Same commissioner, March 2nd.
Because of the fact that this New Yorker took early action, and we know that there's currently no indication that it's easy to transmit by casual contact, there's no need to do any special anything in the community. We want New Yorkers to go about their daily lives, ride the subway, take the bus, go see your neighbors. The important thing, as both the mayor and the governor have said, we want New Yorkers to lean even more into frequent hand washing and covering their mouths and their noses. And if you can't get to a water source, make alcohol-based hand sanitizer your new best friend.
But President Trump has blood on his hands, says the Boston Globe. That's not what Dr. Anthony Fauci says.
In a perfect world, it would have been nice to know what was going on there. We didn't, but I believe, Jim, that we acted very, very early in that.
What about face masks? What about wearing gloves? All of that and more. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. I am Larry Elder. Call in.
Larry will be right back. Stay tuned. America, we have a country to save. And now, here's Larry Elder.
Hey, Larry, I was wondering if the people with Social Security was going to get that $1,200, too. Thank you, sir.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. LarryElder, ReliefFactor.com, studio. If you qualify, you don't earn over $75,000. Great news. The movie No Safe Spaces is available to watch for a limited time only at NoSafeSpaces.com. If you use discount code SAVE25, you'll get 25% off. Fantastic documentary stars Dennis Prager, Adam Carolla. And it has a 99% audience rating at RottenTomatoes.com. That is the highest rating for any film last year. We're getting back some feedback from listeners who are confused and think that No Safe Spaces is a free movie. It's not free. You can watch No Safe Spaces on demand for $19.99. DVDs are $19.99. And on demand plus a DVD is $29.99. One price allows you to watch it as many times as you want until May 31st. Again, nosafespaces.com. And for 25% off, be sure and use discount code SAVE, SAVE25. Now, what about wearing gloves at a grocery store? Does that make any sense? Here's what Dr. Mark Siegel, who is a contributor for Fox News, said.
Is it a good idea to wear disposable gloves in the market so that I'm not touching the card or products with my bare hands?
So Brian Ainslie and I just went over those tomatoes, you know, and but I'll tell you, I don't like glove use. I like the hand washing and the sanitizers, and I'll tell you why. Because the gloves accumulate germs. The gloves will accumulate viruses. So, you know, you're going to not even realize when you touch something, then you have it on the gloves, then you transfer it to your face, then you could get infected. So I don't think gloves are the right answer, because you can't change them frequently enough to make a difference. So I vote no on that one, yes on the continued hand washing.
And I got a letter from somebody who told me that they went shopping and they found gloves everywhere on the ground, on the floor. People were just throwing them like needles on the floor. Now, what about face masks? Here's what Dr. Sanjay Gupta said, doctor on CNN.
I think we may be getting to that point, Jake, and it is a significant change. One thing I want to show you quickly, we've been...
The point he's referring to is whether or not the public should wear a face mask, whether you have symptoms or not.
I think we may be getting to that point, Jake, and it is a significant change. One thing I want to show you quickly, we've been sort of digging into this all day, last several days, as you know, Jake. From the World Health Organization site itself, we found this. If we can put this up on the screen, it's basically a recommendation of what to do regarding masks in a severe situation with regard to a severe pandemic. You can read this. It says face masks worn by asymptomatic people are conditionally recommended in a severe epidemic or pandemic. That's the first line. That comes from the World Health Organization itself. So there is some history, even among that organization, of recommending these masks universally in severe situations.
Now, there's a website called health.com. Article headline, will the N95 respirator mask, that's the type that was brought to my sister-in-law, will the N95 respirator mask protect you against the coronavirus? Here's what an expert says. Subheadline, people are panicking and this face mask is flying off the shelves. But do you really need to wear one? This is dated February 26th. This year. Scientists around the world are working overtime to control outbreaks of the new coronavirus. But one thing they can't control is the widespread public alarm over COVID-19. Schools are closing. People are canceling travel plans and panic buying supplies, including a face mask called the N95 respirator mask, which many people believe offers protection against the coronavirus, flying off the shelves. Question is, does it work? Now, one nurse said this. If you're worried about corona, only the N95 mask will protect you. And even that won't do that much. Disease expert, scholar at Johns Hopkins Center for Health Society, says the N95 is still the recommended face mask for health professionals because it has the capacity to filter out very small particles that could possibly contain the virus. This is very different than a surgical mask, which can only stop larger droplets. While those who work in healthcare settings are advised to wear the N95 mask, there is no such advisory for the general public. The N95 mask is only recommended for health professionals dealing with patients who may be infected with the coronavirus. No face mask is advised for people who don't work in healthcare settings where coronavirus poses a risk. End of quote. Now, that sounds very different than what Sanjay Gupta just now said, isn't it?
I think we may be getting to that point, Jake, and it is a significant change. One thing I want to show you quickly, we've been sort of digging into this all day, last several days, as you know, Jake. From the World Health Organization site itself, we found this. If we can put this up on the screen, it's basically a recommendation of what to do regarding masks in a severe situation with regard to a severe pandemic. You can read this. It says face masks worn by asymptomatic people are conditionally recommended in a severe epidemic or pandemic. That's the first line. That comes from the World Health Organization.
Okay. Now, back to this infectious disease expert, Amesh Adyala, MD, senior scholar at Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security. Quote, masks are not highly effective for the general public, who often don't wear them correctly. There is no situation in which a face mask might provide increased protection to the general public, even during air travel. It increases panic. I'm not saying he's right. I'm just saying the advice is often inconsistent. Here's what Dr. Jerome Adams, our Surgeon General, says.
The debate about masks, I know about a month ago you weighed in at first and you were saying, do not buy, do not wear masks if you're healthy. And now the CDC and others are changing their recommendations. So where do you stand right now on people wearing masks that do not have symptoms?
Well, thank you for the opportunity to clear the air on that, Robin. Initially, the CDC, the World Health Organization, and my office recommended against the general public wearing masks based on the best available science at the time in terms of whether or not it prevented the wearer from catching coronavirus. Now, we've learned about this disease, and we've always said we're going to learn more, we're going to adjust, and we've learned that there is a fair amount of asymptomatic spread. And so we've asked the CDC to take another look at whether or not having more people wear masks will prevent transmission of the disease to other people. But here's the most important thing. Now, even if you do wear a mask, it can't be at the expense of social distancing. We don't want people to think, hey, I'm going to wear a face covering so it's appropriate for me to go out around other people. The most important thing right now to do is for people to stay at home. And again, the CDC is looking at whether or not we should be recommending more people wear masks when they go out. The final point I would make to people on masks is if you are going to wear a face covering when you go out, please understand you still don't need an N95 mask. And if you take one of those N95 masks, you may be taking it out of the hands of a healthcare worker who desperately needs it to care for patients.
Clear as mud, right? I'm Larry Elder.
You're listening to The Larry Elder Show. Now back to the sage, Larry Elder.
Hi, Larry. Media doesn't want to play depressors any longer. They're getting all fed up over it because its numbers are going up because of it. People are listening to a guy in charge. He knows what he's talking about. He's got a clear mind. The man's never drank in his life. You can't get any cleaner in your mind than that. And he's sharp and he acts like 40s and 50s mentally. He's not the greatest speaker, but I mean, he's a thinker. We're happy for him and love this show too, Larry. Thank you for everything.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, ReliefFactor.com studio. Who's eligible for the $1,200 stimulus money that the Congress and the President just signed? We'll talk about that in just a few minutes as well. Now, you've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, is giving back. Answering the call for more face masks, we're just talking about that, as the country continues to deal with this coronavirus pandemic. They'll be making face masks for hospitals around the country. He's also offering great discounts on all MyPillow products. Buy one, get one free on a variety of products, the Suprema MyPillows, the Giza Dream Sheets, the MyPillow Towels, the Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, the Duvet Covers, the Giza pillowcases, the bolster pillows, the neck pillows. Are you impressed? I know what a duvet cover is. Plus, if you buy Mike Lindell's new book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO, you're going to get free shipping and a $25 gift certificate. Just go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code Larry, or call 800-890-1843. Be sure and use promo code Larry. Another one that downplayed the threat to this of this pandemic is none other than Jerry Nadler. I told you that President Trump announced the restrictions on China January 31st and was accused of engaging in hysterical xenophobia by Joe Biden, the man who would take his job. Here's what Jerry Nadler said March 11, not February, March.
Chairman Nadler, you stated just before that the president appropriately used 212F authority for the coronavirus response, but did not. Oh, you didn't say that?
No.
Okay.
I said he's used it many times appropriately.
Do you think then that it is appropriate under 212F for the COVID-19 response?
Let me. No, I don't, because it's irrational and doesn't help the public health.
No, I don't. It's irrational. Doesn't help the public, said Jerry. Does he have blood on his hands? Dr. Fauci said this about masks also.
And to be clear, you're saying when the supply is sufficient to allow that.
Right, because the one thing, Jim, you don't want to do, you don't want to take masks away from the healthcare providers who are in the real and present danger of getting infected. That would be the worst thing we do. If we have them covered, then you could look back and say, maybe we need to broaden this.
As I said, later on, we're going to talk about who's covered under this coronavirus stimulus bill. How do you get your money? All that and more, 888-971-SAGE. Now, you heard that exchange between the president and Jim Acosta, where the president was given a list of things that he had said that in Jim Acosta's mind minimized the pandemic, and the president was not real happy with that, and they had that really, really, really long exchange. Well, guess who now is saying that the president is getting it, is understanding it? Guess who's now saying that?
I think there are just going to be so many lessons learned moving forward, Anderson, but the stark message that we got in that briefing room this evening is unmistakable. This country is about to go through a horrendous, terrible experience. And, yeah. I have to tell you, people may not believe the president when he says any of this. And I've been, you and I have been, pretty critical of him from time to time. Yeah. This was a different Donald Trump tonight. I think he gets it.
You and I have been pretty critical of him from time to time. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? But after that, notice how much more reasoned Acosta seemed.
Go ahead. Let's give it a shot.
Sir, what do you say to Americans who are upset with you over the way you downplayed this crisis over the last couple of months? We have it very much under control in this country. The coronavirus is very much under control in the USA. It's going to disappear. It's like a miracle. It will disappear. At March 4th, we have a very small number of people in this country infected. March 10th, we're prepared. We're doing a great job with it. It will go away. Just stay calm. It will go away. What do you say to Americans who believe that you got this wrong?
And I do want them to stay calm. And we are doing a great job. If you look at those individual statements, they're all true.
But now we have a different Jim Acosta.
I think there are just going to be so many lessons learned moving forward, Anderson. But the stark message that we got in that briefing room this evening is unmistakable. This country is about to go through a horrendous, terrible experience. And, yeah. I have to tell you, people may not believe the president when he says any of this. And I've been, you and I have been, pretty critical of him from time to time. Yeah. This was a different Donald Trump tonight. I think he gets it.
Maybe you get it.
It's the Sage, Larry Elder. Do not leave town.
I need toilet paper, I'm out of toilet paper. It's my corona. I need toilet paper, I'm out of toilet paper. It's my corona.
Got to make a grocery run.
Well, that sounds fun. Why am I out here risking my life?
Corona. Call the Larry Elder Show now at 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243. Eldorado's Let Larry Know What's On Your Mind.
Hello, Larry. Now the death toll for the coronavirus is predicted to be 100,000, 200,000. Well, if you were alive in the 70s, you remember that the elitists, United Nations and others, saying we need to decrease the population. So those people that are still around from there or their heirs would love to see two or three more zeros added to that amount. That would suit them just fine. Unfortunately, they're not the ones that would start to get the ball rolling. They want us to do their work.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, ReliefEcho.com studio. Coming up, we're going to talk about who's eligible for a $1,200 check. How are you going to get it? If you're on Social Security, you're on disability, are you still eligible? All of those questions and more we'll be addressing later on the show. By the way, you can try my podcast for just 99 cents for the first month. Just go to my website, LarryElder.com. Check out my weekly column. Also, you'll see the coronavirus alert special report we have up there. And you can also get highlights of the show that you can easily post to Facebook and Twitter. Spread the knowledge, LarryElder.com. And be sure and follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Instagram. Chuck is in Louisville, Kentucky. Chuck, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you so much for calling.
Yes, hello?
Hey, Chuck, you're on.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hey, quickly, how you doing this evening?
Welcome to Earth, Chuck.
Yeah. Hey, real quick here. December 3rd, 2019, North Korea warns U.S. will choose its Christmas gift if Trump fails to meet nuclear deadline. December 26th. North Korea keeps world on edge with promise to gift to the United States. Do you remember that?
I do.
They told us America is going to get something.
And you think that's going to be big. And you think that something is a coronavirus?
No, we panicked. Everyone's like, what the heck are they going to do? Are they going to bomb us? I mean, what are they going to do? Well, this article here says, the third one says, it is entirely up to the United States what Christmas gift it will select to get.
Well, Chuck, I'm going to move on. I just don't believe the North Koreans have that ability. I just don't. I'm sure that if they had the ability and they could selectively use a virus to hurt us, I'm sure they would. I'm not saying that your theory is outlandish. I just don't believe they have the technical capability of doing that. All the evidence suggests that this started in those so-called wet markets in that region of China known as Wuhan, where several of the recent pandemics have begun. That's what the available evidence suggests. Chuck, thank you very much for the call, though. I appreciate it. David is in Dallas, Texas. David, you're on the Larry Elder Show.
Hi, Larry.
Hey, David.
I'm out here. I do Uber Eats part-time out here driving. I'm just thinking about Nancy Pelosi and how they're talking about investigating what the president knew and when he knew it. Now, if these guys would have, Nancy and her buddies, would have impeached this president with their bogus impeachment back in January, removed him, there have been some bit of chaos going on there and everything. And would the borders never have been shut down by the president, you know, with China
right.
and with Europe? If
right.
that would not have ever succeeded, how many more Americans right now would be infected with this virus? How many more millions of Americans could be dying eventually with this virus, all at the hands of Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Shift and AOC and her buddies, because they hate this president so much that they want power so much, they want to control our lives so much. How many Americans would now be sick with this? How much more would this have spread through this country already, because the president would not have been able to shut down the borders and done what he's done so far?
David, I couldn't agree with you more. Let's remember again what Nancy Pelosi said recently about Chinatown and San Francisco.
It's exciting to be here, especially at this time, to be able to be unified with our community. We want to be vigilant about what might be on what is out there in other places. We want to be careful about how we deal with it. But we do want to say to people, come to Chinatown.
Come to Chinatown. And just as Jim Acosta rattled off a number of statements that President Trump made suggesting that the coronavirus was not going to be that bad. Bill de Blasio was treated with a montage of things he said by Jake Tapper.
Talk about the way that you've handled the response in New York City. I want you to take a listen to yourself and your message to New Yorkers. These are three different clips. One's from January, one's from February, and one's from early this month.
It's important just go about your lives, continue living as you have. New Yorkers should go about our lives, continue doing what we do.
This should not stop you from going about your life, should not stop you from going to Chinatown and going out to eat.
We want people still to go on about their lives. We want people to rest assured that a lot is being done to protect them.
That last clip was from March 13th, just about 2 weeks ago. In retrospect, is that message at least in part to blame for how rapidly the virus has spread across the city?
Yeah, Jake, we should not be focusing, in my view, on anything looking back on any level of government right now. This is just about how we save lives going forward. We all were working. Everybody.
And notice his answer. It doesn't make any sense right now to look back. Let's look forward, says Bill de Blasio. I guess it doesn't apply to President Trump, though, does it?
He was working with the information we had and trying, of course, to avoid panic. And at that point, for all of us, trying to keep not only protect lives, but keep the economy and the livelihoods together, keep ensuring that people had money to pay for food and medicine. I mean, this was a very different world just a short time ago. But the bottom line is, well, none of us have time to look backwards. I'm trying to figure out how we get through to Sunday, next Sunday, and then what we do the week after that. And that's the only thing we should be talking about in this country. And by the way, any other place in this country that thinks this is just going to pass them by and it's going to be a non-issue, it's in all 50 states now.
And of course he has to say that. As I mentioned, as recently as March 2nd, go on about our living. Go on about our living.
I think it's a really great vignette to use to help everyone understand what's going on. And particularly, look, as a parent, I want to say I know parents all over the city have been deeply concerned. I really want you to heed actually showing us things that should give us more reason to stay calm and go about our lives. Also, if I have one difference with the governor's remarks, is that we don't think we have the best health care system in the country, in the world. We know we do.
Stay calm, go about our lives. And now New York is the epicenter of the coronavirus pandemic in this country. Does Mayor de Blasio have blood on his hands? Or does blood only attach to Republican hands? Just trying to figure this out. Now, do you have a Relief Factor success story you'd be willing to share on my show? If so, I'd like you to call Relief Factor at 800-583-84, use option 5, and tell us your pain-free success story. I'd love to hear it, maybe even play it on my show. 800-583-84, option 5. In the meantime, you've heard my testimonials about people suffering from neck, back, shoulder, hip, or knee pain. Well, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, have created what they've called the 3-week quick start and then discounted it to only $19.95. Get out of pain. Tens of thousands of people are taking it every single day. Maybe you can get out of pain too. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-583-84, 800-583-84. 84.
Live in the pain-free ReliefFactor.com studios, it's the Sage, Larry Elder. Do not leave town. America, we have a country to save. And now, here's Larry Elder.
Yes, Larry. Chuck from Sherman Oaks. You know, I think that the advertisers need to be congratulated. There's a subliminal effect to humanity that absolutely the same ads that were on before all of the coronavirus situation is still on the tube. And I just think it's a bonus of positiveness.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, ReliefFactor.com studio, our friends and partners at Job Creators Network want to hear from you about how these government lockdowns have affected you. If you own a small business or work for one, go to jobcreators.com. That's plural, jobcreatorsnetwork.com. Share your story. Let them know how they can advocate for you. Go to jobcreatorsnetwork.com because our small businesses are too big to fail. Next hour, we're going to talk about who's eligible for a $1,200 stimulus check. Also, in light of the Kennedy Center layoffs, a Republican congressperson has introduced a bill to get back the $25 million that the Kennedy Center got under the stimulus package. And some researchers at American Enterprise Institute, which is a conservative think tank, and a former FDA administrator named Scott Gottlieb have released a roadmap to reopening the country. We're going to talk about that next hour as well. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Joe is in South Carolina. Joe, you're on the Larry Elder Show.
Thanks, Larry. I'm originally from Ohio, by the way. What I wanted to talk about was I have a supplement that you can take. It's non-prescription, and it kills the virus. So if you're healthy, nothing wrong with you, you can take the supplement. Every day, it not only kills the virus, it boosts your immune system. And
what kind of supplement is it?
It's a component of coconut oil. It's called monolauric. You can take raw coconut oil and it's in there. That'll help you. Or you get it, it's concentrated. They make a concentration from coconut oil. And it's very cheap.
Joe, I'm sorry. Tell me what it's called again, one more time, please.
Mono, Lauren, L-A-U-R-I-N. And I can't get a hold of anyone in the government that wants to hear about it.
All right, Joe. Well, I'm sure people will Google it, look it up. President Trump has announced that hydroxychloroquine is being used on 1,100 New Yorkers, all of that and more. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. And how do you take out safely and ethically?